lovely selections from Bach's French Suite number 4 here on KPR with András Schiff at the piano. The Gavotten Air. Good morning. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me on your, is it Thursday? Wow, time flies. On your Thursday morning, it is not too bad outside, as Matthew said last hour. It's about 26 degrees, but the cold weather is coming. But we're not even going to think about that right now. We're just going to focus on the sunshine. This hour, I've got two great symphonies coming up, one by Boccherini and one by Mozart. I'm excited for those. But I thought a little side-by-side comparison of gavottes would be nice, both Bach's and Jean-Philippe Rameau. They're short, so I figured, you know, piano music for about 10 minutes would be a good way to start the day. John Novacek is a fantastic solo pianist. I love a lot of his jazz, especially his cafe music. But right now, a gavotte and six doubles by Jean-Philippe Rameau. Be curious to know what you think of them compared to the ones by Bach. Enjoy. John Novacek on piano here on KPR playing Jean-Philippe Rameau's gavottes and six doubles. What did you think compared to the Bach? I like them both. There's some similarities, but also different. And of course, the pianists are different, so that makes for a difference too. All right, we're moving out of the solo piano into the symphonies, and it seems like the most favorite Mozart symphony of all time is number 40. So I'm playing that at the bottom of the hour, and I think it's the most favorite because it's one of the most recognized. I will not tell you the lyrics that my high school orchestra director taught me because it might ruin it for you. Right now, though, we are going to listen to a Boccherini symphony, La Casa del Diavolo, which means the House of the Devil. Ooh, scary. But it's specifically referring to Gluck's ballet Don Juan. So there's a lot of storm and stress, and also known as Sturm und Drang in Beethoven. You often get that. A lot of fiery outbursts. This is quite the symphony. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Boccherini symphonies. They're short, but impactful. So let's enjoy this recording right now of Johannes Goritzky conducting the new German Chamber Academy on KPR. La Casa del Diavolo, here on Kansas Public Radio. Boccherini's symphony, The House of the Devil, based on Gluck's ballet Don Juan. Whew, dramatique. Well, I have another dramatic symphony coming up by Mozart, too. We were listening to the new German Chamber Academy here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. There's a cold advisory. There's a winter storm watch. Things are going to get wild starting tomorrow. You know what else is wild? The Retro Cocktail Hour. Wah, wah. Celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred. I love that. When KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend. February 27th and 28th, join us for the Jet Setter Jazz of Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. Woo! For a complete schedule and tickets, you can visit kansaspublicradio.org. And, well, I think it's time for Mozart. This is Symphony number 40. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a Mozart. Those were the lyrics that I was taught to remember this in high school. Did you have lyrics to remember a Mozart symphony in your music appreciation class? This is Sir George Schulte and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Enjoy it with me on Kansas Public Radio. We'll be right back. That's our Symphony 40 here on KPR, Sir George Schulte and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. This is Kansas Public Radio, where we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. NPR News, up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm 64 Points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Luminescence Foundation. The Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. A different kind of dance here on Kansas Public Radio, Bernstein's On the Town, three dance episodes, Michael Tilson Thomas and the London Symphony. Good morning, I'm Destiny. Hope you are all doing well and getting ready for the winter storm watch we're going to have tomorrow evening through late Saturday night. Please be safe, everybody. Well, I realized I've gotten through the week almost without playing a Beethoven symphony. How could I do that? So, in just a few moments, we're going to hear Beethoven's Eroica because it's great. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And Dr. Stephen H. Chronister Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. That's Dr. Chronister. And you're listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, many other frequencies. It's 30 degrees out. And speaking of healing smiles of Topeka, have any of you ever brushed your teeth with sparkling water? I've just thought of that because the next thing that's about to play is Zez Country's Sparkling Waters, and that's how my mind works. Let's think about it here on KPR. Anja Paridza on piano with a short but sweet and a flurry. Zez Confrey's Sparkling Waters here on Kansas Public Radio. I thought that would be a little nice transition into Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. Yay, which, oh, I could talk about for hours, but you know, I think I'll do that thing where I let the music speak for itself. This is Symphony No. 3. Christoph von Dohnányi is conducting the Cleveland Orchestra. Yay. Sit back and enjoy Beethoven's Eroica on KPR. Beethoven's Eroica Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio, Symphony No. 3, Christoph von Dohnányi and the Cleveland Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here this morning. Next hour, I have some snowy music in preparation for the onslaught of weather that is supposedly approaching. I think tomorrow starts our winter storm watch, and it's going to be very, very cold. I'm sorry. Don't blame the messenger. I really wish that wouldn't happen. I wish it was so nice and sunny out forever. Alas, snow is also nice sometimes. This is Kansas Public Radio.
New year.
I want to ask about the United States Senate for 2026. This is a map where...
New beginnings.
So, Scott, what's your sense of how this is going to play out?
New stories.
Wow, wasn't expecting that. What do they want out of this lawsuit?
Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday morning.
Morning Edition is here for you weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Don't miss Classics Live tonight. It's a combination of piano, French horn, and trumpet. Three faculty members from the KU School of Music. It's going to be a good one. There's even a fandango, fantasy plus tango, tonight at 7 on KPR. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, and at the Elizabeth Dole Women in Leadership Lecture, January 29th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. You're listening to KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump has introduced his Board of Peace, initially proposed to keep the Israel-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza from collapsing. In Davos, Switzerland, side of the World Economic Forum, Trump says the effort will need international
sticks such as race, age, and religion, and also included examples of harassment of trans people. As a commissioner, EEOC chair Andrea Lucas voted against the guidance, asserting that it's not harassment to acknowledge that biological sex is real. Now she's led the vote to rescind the 2024 guidance in its entirety. Dissenting commissioner Kalpana Kotagal said the EEOC was throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 400 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Debussy's The Snow is Dancing from the Children's Corner, Jean-Yves Thibaudet on piano. Here on Kansas Public Radio, while the snow is dancing its way to us, it looks like we could get up to 4 to 7 inches of snow possible Friday through Saturday. Oh boy, hang in there, folks. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I so appreciate all of you great listeners listening with me. I've got a really interesting string quartet coming up at the bottom of the hour that, well, I'm not sure many of you have heard. And speaking of thanking all of you, I'd like to thank some of our sponsors right from the get-go because they all help us to stay on the air. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Joshua Redman Quartet live in concert Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at follytheater.org and the Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. I am still in the winter mood, so we're going to listen to the Danish chamber players play something called Winter Landscapes by Ole Buck. I actually haven't heard this before, so it's a fresh listen for me. I hope you like it. We'll find out if I like it too, right now on KPR. Winter landscapes. Ooh, cold here on Kansas Public Radio. Well, if that doesn't get you in the mood for the winter storm, I don't know what will. That was the Danish Chamber Players, music by Ole Buck. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. And never fear, Jeff Watson is in with really fun music coming up this afternoon. A bucolic suite by Vaughn Williams. The title tells you all about the vibe. Hugo Wolf's Italian Serenade, which exudes charm. Ah, oh, sounds nice. And a little tribute to Glazunov, made to Wagner, a suite called The Sea. That's from 12 to 3 with Jeff. He always has great selections. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting a former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, at the Elizabeth Dole Women in Leadership Lecture, January 29th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Stumbling over my words because that music was so cold, I'm frozen. Hopefully this will warm us up a little bit. Arriaga's String Quartet, number one. The name of the group that is playing it is called the Razumovsky Quartet, which is kind of funny. But the actual quartet itself is by the composer Arriaga. So I hope you enjoy listening to it with me right now on Kansas Public Radio. It's cold out there. Hang in there, folks. Thank you. Sarayaga String Quartet No. 1 here on Kansas Public Radio, played by the Razumovsky Quartet. I'm Destiny. Thanks for spending your morning with me. Jeff Watson is in with more music for you this afternoon, some Vaughn Williams, an Italian serenade that's very charming, a little tribute to Glazunov. Sounds like a great afternoon. Hope you all are getting ready for the supposed storm that's coming. I guess I hear it could go either way, but we are in a winter storm watch that's in effect Friday evening through late Saturday night, as well as a cold weather warning. It's going to be really cold, frostbite's possible. Please bring your animals inside. Don't make them stay outside in the cold. That would make me very sad. But if you listen to Kansas Public Radio and classical music, you probably know to bring your animals inside because you're an awesome person. Speaking of being awesome, if you would like to contribute to Kansas Public Radio, we really could use all the help we can get. Any little bit really helps us out. Be a sustaining member. That's a once monthly donation that we can rely on. It's really easy. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org. And while you're there, after you donate, you can navigate over to the Shows tab, Classics by Request, and let me know something you'd like to hear for that show. It's coming up tomorrow, and I'm always planning in advance, even for the following week's playlist. We keep it really fun here at Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for listening. We've got NPR News coming up next. It is 35 degrees outside here at KPR.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Did you know KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year? Turning 30 means worse hangovers and visible wrinkles, but it also means a party weekend here in Lawrence, Kansas, on February 27th and 28th. We've got concerts, cocktail parties, and more, and you're invited to join us. Check out the calendar of events and get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansans and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu, and support for news on KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader's services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's noon.
Live.